You are a liar. You are a fake.
Maria and Chad present.
Is this for real?
Do you ever fake it?
Get the fake out.
That was a fake.
I think I'm for real.
On the new Camel at 107.9.
For real.
What city are you in, Audrey?
Scottsdale.
Hi, Audrey. What are you doing this morning?
Oh, I just left the gym.
Everybody's going to the gym today.
It's a good way to start your morning.
I guess.
Today a leg day? Are you getting big biceps? What'd you work on today?
Ooh, I did Pure Bar, so kind of a little bit of everything.
Mm. Okay, nice.
That sounds. That's a group fitness thing, right?
It is, yes.
Is there a movie you want to see? Because we're going to give you a chance to win Harkins movie passes.
Oh, yeah, there are lots. I have three kids, so we love the movies. But I have wanted to see The Art of Racing in the Rain.
There you go.
Oh, good one.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Cry my eyes out, I'm sure.
It'll be on us, thanks to our friends at Harkins. I'm going to give you three headlines. Two are real, one is fake. You get the fake out, and you win, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Headline number one. A man karaoke'd so hard, he collapsed his lung.
Okay.
Number two. Owner says groomer returned dog with green eyebrows and pink ears.
Okay.
And finally, headline 3 of 3. China's most imported item is now cans of fresh air.
Okay, Audrey in Scottsdale, who just got out of the gym. Story number one, that a man karaoke'd so hard he collapsed his lung? Is it story number two that a man got his dog back from the groomer and the dog had green eyebrows and pink ears? Or is it story number three that China's biggest import is cans of fresh air? So, Audrey, this is where you need to get the fake out.
I'm going to go with number three.
Number three, China's most imported item is now cans of fresh air. Audrey, you won!
Yay!
I did make that up. That is the fake headline.
I was hoping it wasn't one of those little, like the oxygen, you know, that people get, like, for when they're skiing and stuff. I was thinking, is it that?
Well, I'm sure they're popular there for that exact reason. My friend does a lot of business in Asia, and he said that the air is just ridiculous.
Sure.
So that's what I thought of for the headline. But as far as I know, that is not the number one imported item in China today.
Excellent. Perfect.
Hey, hold on. We're going to get you those Harkins tickets. Congratulations again, Audrey.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So the two real stories, you actually said it was a man, and that was very sexist of you, Maria. It was a woman.
Oh.
Took her dog to the groomer. I'm offended, for one. I'm just kidding.
Sorry about that.
Florida woman was furious after she dropped her dog off at a groomer, only to return and find her pooch looking fabulous.
Fabulous!
The place is called Amore's Pet Salon. That's in Lake Worth, Florida. 9 hours the dog was there. It's a golden doodle. There was an infection that caused some of the coloration. She claimed she took her dog Lola in to get a trim. Her nails were cut and her teeth were clean, but instead found Lola had not received any of those things, but rather her eyebrows and tail were shaved and colored green while her ears were colored bright pink.
What the heck? What was their excuse?
The owner of the salon gave all the money back and said that they thought the dog needed a makeover, so they just started going to work on it, and that's what happened.
Oh, my God.
And there is a Chinese man who was recently hospitalized after his lung collapsed from karaokeing. He's 65 years old. He did 10 songs in a row and said that he was straining to hit the high notes. He had pain in his left side, and he does have advice for people that like to karaoke. It's better not to sing for a period of over 2 hours. A word of warning for those who like to karaoke marathon style.
Wow.